Thanks, Frank, and good morning. Oregon coach Chip Kelly knows that the Cal defense will be ready when the two teams meet Thursday night at Autzen Stadium. The Bears last year held Oregon's high-powered running game to just 162 rushing yards, and the Ducks barely squeezed out a 15-13 win. Kelly says Cal's defense is good against the run this year, but they know what to expect from both sides of the ball.
But they're running similar things to what Coach Tedford's offense has run in the past. So it's not like they've drastically changed. Hey, they got a new quarterback and they're running wishbone. You know, they're still pretty much what you expect out of a Cal football team.
Cal game going to be the second of at least three consecutive night games for the Ducks. Hear it right here on KBND, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock kick. By the way, Ducks will reportedly wear yet another new uniform for Thursday's Pac-12 showdown. The retro-inspired uniform boasts a throwback Fighting Duck mascot on the shoulder with the more traditional green and yellow colors. Detroit claimed a 2-1, 2-1 lead over New York yesterday with a 5-4 victory behind a gem from Justin Verlander, 11 strikeouts. Earlier, the Rangers beat Tampa Bay 4-3 to go up 2-1 in that best-of-five set. Both AL series play Game 4 later today. In the National League, it's the Phillies and the Cardinals all even at a game each, while the Brewers take to the desert looking for a 3-game sweep of the Diamondbacks. And in Monday Night Football, LeGarrette Blount rumbled 35 yards to the end zone with just under 4 minutes to play, giving Tampa Bay a 24-17 victory over Indianapolis. The Bucs improved to 3-1 on the season. Colts are winless at 0-4. NBA owners and players talked again on Monday, mostly to set up a bigger meeting for Tuesday as the league's labor dispute moved into its fourth month. Latest round of meetings came on the day training camps were originally scheduled to open for the 2011-12 season. It included constructive talks on how to come to an agreement. And a published report says Oklahoma City Assistant General Manager Troy Weaver has pulled his name out of consideration for Portland's vacant GM job, saying they're taking too long. Weaver interviewed for the job in early September, but the Blazers are now hoping to lure a more established, higher-profile candidate to the Rose Garden. Finally, we go to Michigan for this one. Brianna Amott, a senior at Pinckney Community High School, also first girl ever to play on their varsity football team, had an amazing night this past weekend. On Friday night, Pinckney High was playing their homecoming against Grant Blanc High School, ranked 7th in the state. At halftime, Brianna, who's the kicker for the varsity squad, got a note to go out to the field. She'd been voted homecoming queen by the school. Then, with Pinckney down 7-6 in the second half, the coach sent her in for a 31-yard field goal. Her career long, she made it, and Pinckney won the game. Wow. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.